Chesapeake's Great Shore. The poor were living rotten as can be. Sewage ran into the streets. Some could not afford to eat, and poverty was quickly expanding. Wages fell 25% with 3 million in unemployment, the bulk of the burden on the poor. And though B&O was profit bound, the bosses cut the wages down. The workers wouldn't take it anymore. The year 1877, the day July 11th, B&O bosses came and said, "Your workers better listen up. Another 10% was cut. You've got until the 16th to accept." Lunchtime when the strike began, the brakeman and the fireman said, "I'm not gonna work for this low wage." They stopped their train at Camden Junction, wouldn't let the railroad function, and struck with a dream of better days. The strike then spread to Martinsburg, where shutdown of the rails occurred, and workers were lined up along the tracks. Said, "We're not working for the boss no more, we're working for ourselves, the poor. Yes, we're gonna take our wages back." The governor sent in troops to stop it, protecting the railroad profit, but they were outnumbered by the crowd. So President Hayes sent troops to fight, shot a man and broke the strike, and strike breakers rolled those engines out. Then a strike began in Cumberland, on the western end of Maryland. Governor Carroll sent the National Guard. They were set to board their train at the Camden station. On the 20th of July, they would depart. That Baltimore evening, Big Sam told the streets were filled with people who knew the workers needed their support. The 5th and 6th Regiment were ordered by the government to get to Camden Station and report. The 6th Regiment came out, met by rocks from all around. They charged with their guns all lower down. They fired on the angry mob, pushed on through and marched along with 10 lying dead upon the ground. The 5th Regiment advanced with speed, but right across Madison Street, on Utah Street, there stood a great surprise. Armed with sticks and rocks and more, the people of Baltimore were waiting for them under darkened skies. They clashed and soldiers charged ahead, rushing with their bayonets, injuring any in their way. Blood and smoke were in the air, resistance was everywhere, and Baltimore was rising from its chains. Women threw rocks and bricks from windows of apartments and fought with strength that many would admire. Indeed, it was a bloody night. The people held the bloody strike. The soldiers pushed and stabbed and fired. When they finally got to Camden Street, half the guard had mutinied and 15,000 people had turned out. They yelled and fought and cheered and clapped, burned railroad cars and tore up track and shut Camden Station down. Now stuck inside the station house was Governor Carroll himself, with Mayor Latrobe and a bunch of cops. They told President Hayes the news. He summoned up more federal troops to bring the insurrection to a stop. The crowd dispersed and soldiers came, but still they couldn't run the trains, though the crowd was no longer there. The strike had spread up west and north, from Baltimore to Pittsburgh. Rebellion was erupting everywhere. August, the national strike was over, crushed by gangs of federal soldiers, with 100 people gone and dead. A government sworn to uphold change could have made a living wage, but gave the crowd the bullets instead. Governor Carroll served the boss, and Baltimore taxes paid the cost, and the railroad barons thanked the president. And Baltimore life went back to normal, poverty, fear, and fruitless toil destined to rise up once again. Now let it be forever known, no worker ever stood alone, and there's hope inside the power of a union. So take a stand and join the fight, the same one fought that glorious night, July 20th, 1877.